morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Live from the Kirkwood Studios, the Midday Grind here, 590 The Fan. So the station's not all new, but the studios are all new. Very confusing. Welcome aboard. Chuck will be here momentarily. Chris Gardner is here. Brendan Schaefer is here. Monday edition of the program. We're going to talk to Dr. Rick. We'll do that at 1 o'clock. And normally we promise something in advance and then we never do it. Actually, that's true of everything. I didn't go to Lou Fest. Charlie didn't go to Lou Fest. It's a long story, okay?
Wait a minute.
I didn't go to the Mizzou game. It's a long story. So either we got to update the poll question. Is Charlie the worst or is Martin the worst? That's the new question.
Wow.
I think we're both the worst. So we promise a lot of stuff. So I mentioned this because Dr. Rick is on. And last week at one point we said, we're going to ask Dr. Rick about peanut allergies. And what did we do back in the day? We said, that's the perfect question for a doctor. Today, we're actually going to ask the question. We usually say, we'll get to that. I'll go to a Mizzou game with Schaefer. Hey, we'll all get together. And none of that ever happens.
Never.
But this will happen today.
And I did give Dr. Rick a heads up on the topic.
Good.
And he said, great, I have lots of stuff on it.
Okay. So. Well, that'll be the first 5 minutes. And then also, Barrett Salee is going to talk some college football with us. He's with CBSSports.com. Did I get his name wrong?
What?
Did I get his name wrong?
Oh, no. I have no idea.
I think you started laughing. I'm like, what did I do?
You know me. I'm laughing.
You just started laughing?
Yeah.
You're high from the paint fumes in here. Or maybe the Lou Fest smoke has drifted from Forest Park.
No, like you and apparently Charlie, I didn't go to Lou Fest. I thought you all were going.
Yeah.
But I told them I wouldn't be there. I think the copy should have read, and hang out with some of your favorite 590 The Fan producers. Not hosts, but producers will be there, like Chris.
I can say I was well-intentioned. Anyway, let me finish this. Barrett Salee will join us. His program, SEC Smothered and Covered. That means this guy's really into the SEC. So for you Mizzou fans, we'll ask him if there's any hope. And then Zach Tierney is going to be here in the 2 o'clock hour. He is a CBC alum. And before you start groaning, oh, Kilcoyne and CBC, which is fair. But this is a really good story. It's a sad story because Zach was a CBC alum, played soccer there, a couple of state championships, graduated in 06, I want to say, 2006, but living in Houston. And they lost their house. Mother-in-law and wife ended up on the roof. He actually swam and helped get an elderly neighbor off the roof. Unbelievable what he went through down in Houston. And then after the flood, seeing some of the scamming that goes on and the thievery, I think really shook him up. So Zach's going to come by the studio in the 2 o'clock hour. Your text is always at 855-282-8255. 855-282-8255. 55. I had a busy weekend, even though I didn't make it. Now, Lou Fest on Saturday, I was planning on going to Forrest Pizzle because of Snoop Dogg, and that was my wife's birthday request. Now, on Saturday, we ended up doing a bunch of stuff. We had a soccer game. I was actually pulling weeds out back, which is not any kind of euphemism. I was pulling weeds. There's probably a lot of that going on at Snoop Dogg, too.
Yeah.
So my wife's getting ready, run a couple of errands, worked outside. So now it's like 8 o'clock. She's like, what time does it start? I said, I don't know. Concerts are always late. But I said, I don't know. And I said, we should get an Uber. And I said, somebody's going to have to tell me how to do that. So all of a sudden, it's like 8:30, and we both just kind of decided we didn't have the energy to actually go. So we went to a movie at Frontenac Plaza with like three people. So instead of like partying with Snoop, and I was okay either way. I wanted to go just to see the whole vibe. But it was really her thing. So once she said, you know, I don't know if I have the energy to go, I said, I'm good. So then Charlie yesterday, he's like, dude, you still have some of those wristbands and everything? Oh, absolutely. So I meet him at like 1:30 at my sister's house. You know, and I'll let him tell his own story, but he had his father-in-law over. He's like, dude, we already had a couple of drinks. And I'm like, what? It's 1:30. Guess it's 5 o'clock somewhere, like far away from here. And then I see him tweeting a picture of Spagnuolo last night, the Sunday night football game. And I'm like, how's he watching? It was clearly like a screenshot of a TV. And I'm like, isn't he supposed to be down at Weezer? Because he wanted, like, I was going to Lou Fest because my wife wanted to see Snoop Dogg. But with Charlie, it was very clear he wanted to see Weezer. In fact, on Friday, Gardner and I were both here at the 590 office picking up our passes. Charlie's, it was really sad. It was an envelope. It was one wristband because his wife, Jess, is pregnant, said, you know, I don't really think I'm going to be up for it going down to the concert. And I said, don't you have any friends? I mean, who, in all seriousness, who goes to a concert by themselves? He's like, dude, I don't care. I love Weezer. I'm going.
Since Charlie's not here, I will defend him and say
fair,
I could see myself do it. Maybe not a concert, but it could be. You know, I totally would do that.
I guess you could go to the 590 private area, hang out a little bit, and you'd see Gardner or any. I think Matt Whitener was down there.
He was.
See some of the folks from the station. But it looked really sad. So Gardner picks up his envelope. I pick up mine. And then I'm looking at Chuck's, and it's one wristband. So on Sunday, Jess said, you know what, I'll go with you. It sounds fun. So I meet up with him, but I got to tell you, I said, this looks like a guy who's going to spend the whole day in the backyard drinking. And then he's tweeting out pictures of Steve Spagnuolo on the TV, and I'm like, he didn't make it. He did not make it. And he texted me later. He said, dude, I was asleep by 6 o'clock. And I could see it. I said, I know. I saw it coming. So he didn't go. I didn't go. We're the worst. So Chris Gardner is in charge of our official Lou Fest recap, which Snoop Dogg, I was told, was wearing an Aussie jersey, right?
He was. He was wearing
smoking
the
a
Aussie
cigar?
Well.
In theory?
In theory.
It was the size of a cigar.
I wanted to stand up top because it was the Bud stage, the Bud Light stage, rather, was kind of sat down on a hill so you can get the amphitheater feel. I wanted to stand on top of the hill and watch as the smoke and the fog grew throughout the performance. But even off to the side where I was, you could see it kind of start billowing at one point.
Like the old arena. You used to just look up into the rooftop of the old Blues games, and there would just be clouds of smoke everywhere because everybody smoked inside the hockey game.
When it was a good time to go to the hockey game.
So Snoop wearing the Aussie jersey, did he do any St. Louis shout-outs, references? Because I do like the pandering.
He did, I mean, mention St. Louis. I don't think he
So he knew where he was. Yeah. That's a good sign.
From what I saw, what I heard, I don't recall anything specific.
He didn't say, like, how about this Nicasio, huh? His arm's going to fall off.
Yeah.
There was nothing too specific.
He didn't go that far.
He didn't say, boy, you got good football teams around here. He didn't do that either.
Nope. Didn't do anything Trump-like. But, I mean, he got into it right away, and it was nonstop once he got on stage. There was definitely a lot of energy.
Well, he's got his mind on his money. Money on his mind, I think.
Certainly.
And you saw Nathaniel Rateliff?
Yes.
Last night?
I did. It was actually great timing for his group, the Night Sweats, who he's with, to when they took the stage, because it was kind of the sun setting, and they're not necessarily going to be up-tempo the entire time. They'll do some slower songs, and, I mean, he's known for, like, his songwriting and unique style, kind of an older style with, you know, kind of a country blend with his group.
From Herman, Missouri, right?
Yeah.
Did he go to high school there, or was he just one of those where he was born and moved?
He dropped out of school. I think he dropped out of school when he was 13, if I'm not mistaken, because his father had passed away. And I think when he was in high school, or when he was supposed to be in high school, he was the janitor at the school.
At Herman?
Yeah, he had, like, weird jobs. And then at 18, he moved to Denver and, you know, tried the trucking business and all this other stuff. He's got a very weird story. I mean, just a unique story, I would think, too.
Now, when he got to the mic, did he say, hey, everybody, it's Nathaniel Rateliff? And people are like, Ratliff. He's like, no, it's Rateliff.
I liked that the Night Sweats had jackets on that said the Night Sweats on the back of them, kind of an old school type thing.
Kind of like a gang in the Warriors.
Yes, I kind of enjoyed that. That's kind of was a part of their get up. But the timing was right for that group. I thought Cage the Elephant stood out in terms of their performance. Very, very high energy. 5 or 6 songs that are recognizable and, you know, different from one another. So I thought they stood out in terms of just their musical performance.
Well, I think the big win here, is for Schaefer, because, you know, Brendan's, you know, younger guy, probably looks up to me, probably grew up watching me on TV, and would like to pick my brain, and I've been saying, you know, I'll take this lad under my wing. We'll go to a Mizzou game. We'll hang out. And then it's really just not going to happen. I know we're only two games in. But do you feel better now when you hear all the talk about Lou Fest and Charlie's going to crush it at Weezer and Martin's going to Snoop Pizzle and Dizzle and whatever? And you're like, you know what? These guys just don't do anything.
Yeah, it's not just me. It's, yeah, it's not about you. Me at all. It's about you guys.
It's not you. It's
now, hold
me.
On a second.
Charlie what was Marlowe. Said?
Oh,
hey, what
Charlie's
was
said? Here. Oh, I said that Charlie. You may... From appearances, you may have had a couple of cocktails during the day yesterday, but yesterday's like your Saturday.
That's well, fine. It's actually my Sunday.
Because your Saturday is your Saturday.
Correct. Yeah. Now it is.
But you don't really have a Friday. Your Friday is...
Yeah, I didn't know if we were going to talk about Lou Fest because I really, really wanted to go. But we had this really fun party Saturday night for my father-in-law's 60th birthday. Had all kinds of food and drink, salt and smoke, brisket, turkey, everything. Mm. So we had a great time Saturday night. I wake up with a headache Sunday morning, but I start cleaning up after the party, right? Gets to be about kickoff time, and it's beautiful outside. I'm thinking, well, I kind of feel like starting over again. So next thing you know, Martin has me move a basketball hoop for
this
him
is
that
true.
I weighed about 8 tons.
But it's my sister's house. I said, dude, it's not far from where you live. I'll give you the wristband so you don't have to go by yourself, because I was feeling kind of sad that you were going by yourself. He's helping put up this basketball hoop, which was
about
8 tons.
It was about 5 minutes from my house, so that was great.
It was very convenient, but I said, man, if you had a couple of sips already, he goes, yeah, I may have had a few. I'm like, this guy's done. Done for the day. Looked like you were sunburnt yesterday, or you were a little flush, so you didn't make it down.
It's funny, because my wife was making fun of me. Mm-hmm. I was drinking Jack and Cokes to start, and my face was super red. And then I transitioned to beer, and for whatever reason, I don't remember this back in the day, but when I drink Jack and Cokes, it looked like my face was just absolutely a red strawberry. But it was funny, because later on in the day, I'm watching football, and then next thing you know, you kind of fall asleep, I guess. You take a nap, and you
wake
up. I
think it's called passing out, I think.
You could call it passing out. I'm 35 years old. I'm trying to make it look a little better. But you wake up, and I'm like, is it the morning? Is it Monday morning?
What day is it?
No, seriously.
Tuesday.
I think we've all done that where you day drink a little bit. You wake up, you're like, is it Monday morning? And it was about 8:45 p.m.
Gardner's like, what jail is this?
Yeah. So I really wanted to go to Lou Fest. I really did. But then we were just having a good time.
Apparently Weezer said it was the best show they've ever put out.
Yeah, I feel bad, honestly, because I was playing Weezer music early in the day. Getting ready for it. I was playing YouTube Weezer videos and all that, and it just didn't happen.
You guys missed out, too, on Saturday night.
To the Dizzle?
Well, not only that, right before Snoop comes on, I'm in the InsideSTL.com area, and who comes walking in but I look over and see a crown and scepter.
Oh,
and
no.
And Mr. Gary walked right in, and I just yelled out, Mr. Gary! And I went over to him and said, Mr. Gary, we've never met. We've talked on the phone. We've texted. I'm Martin and Charlie's producer. And he's like, Martin and Charlie! And he gave me a big hug. I introduced him to my girlfriend, Jessica. So then
and she's
Yale
like, hey, Chris.
There.
Hey, Chris, who's the weirdo with the hat and the scepter? Who is that guy?
That's Mr. Gary. He's
you know,
fantastic.
I texted Mr. Gary last week because I had an idea, and I'm an idea guy. And I said, them yo people... has to interview the Blues coach, Mike Yo. Charlie and I were talking about it at work,
yeah.
And he said, I don't know what's more disturbing, that you're really about to text him or that you have Mr. Gary's number. I said, you got to find Mike Yo for them Yo people.
So Martin is now basically, he's freelance producing.
Correct.
Mr. Gary's show. Like he wants this to happen for Mr. Gary.
This is true. I don't really want it to happen for Mike Yo because I'm not sure that he's ready for that.
I think
it'd be entertaining.
Guys, I'm sorry. I might have to quit and just go produce.
For Mr. Gary.
Yeah, that could be something that's in my future.
Oh, man. Too many jokes with that. All right, the Midday Grind here, 590 The Fan. Big weekend, too, for the Birds, who sweep the Pirates. And Yadier Molina, this has happened before. And Polo Asensio, who's a friend of the show. And this is weird at the end of the week. Dan McLaughlin sends me a text. And he said, don't be mad. I cheated on you. I did Frank's show, because Dan's been on with us a couple of times. And I said, well, don't be mad, but we had Polo on the show. The other Cardinal announcer.
The real Cardinals, the voice of the Cardinals.
Cardinales, right here on 590 The Fan. And I listened to some of the broadcast.
I did, too.
On Friday. And my wife said, what's going on? And I said, we're the home of the Cardinals, the Spanish version. That's Polo. That's Benji. And this happened last year. Yadi had a big moment, right? It's pointing at his brother.
A bomba.
So, to Fox Midwest credit, Fox Sports Midwest, on the Yadi at-bat third inning yesterday, they thought, oh, this would just be kind of fun. Why don't we let Polo and Benji call the at-bat? You know, it's his brother up there. What the hell? Let's do it. Let's give it a little love. And then this happened.
Ball hit.
Pero esa pelota.
Timing is everything in this business.
And it was just a sack fly, but it did sound, it sounded really exciting. No, three-run home run for Molina. As they went to that on Midwest, it was the perfect time. Dan referenced that, Dan McLaughlin, but you can also hear those games on 590 The Fan. Something, a little bit of fun. Yadi there pointing to his brother. Didn't talk after the game. Clearly not a big media guy. I think we've established that. He had a five RBI day. The Cardinals are two back. Sunday morning last week, was down in Southern Illinois, Kim's family, and I wake up that Sunday morning. And I
said, 1-1. By the way, I missed the first 12 minutes.
No,
so I'm
wife,
kinda behind.
No wife references. I think I mentioned your wife. So what does that count for?
I wasn't able to listen for the first 10. I was on assignment.
You were on assignment. Thanks for joining us. But I woke up that Sunday, and there's seven back. And I'm like, you know, maybe it's just not going to happen. That's fine. We'll be fine. There's always another year. You're seven back last Sunday, and now you're two back. With 3 weeks to go, and you've got seven games head-to-head. Now, I'm not going to predict that they're going to go to town when they face the Cubs. They have a losing record against the Cubs. But it is kind of exciting to know. And granted, the Cubs are the ones who have left this a race, made it a race by not being nearly as good as they were supposed to be. But to be two back of the Cubs with 19 to play, including seven, head-to-head, you have a chance. And that's all you would have asked for probably. 2 months ago, 3 months ago. You're in it, baby.
Not only that, but for the division, you control your own destiny. So give the Cardinals credit because recently here, they have won the games they're supposed to win. We're talking Padres, Giants, Pirates, have some more with the Reds and Pirates. But it will come down to the fact that, look, if they get in the postseason, they will do it by winning series or sweeping the Cubs and the Brewers. So they have a chance to do it. And again, you have to beat the bad teams too. At the end of the season, the wins count the same. But to get in the postseason and they have a legit chance, they now have to beat the teams in front of them. And they can do that this weekend against the Cubs.
And not that you want to match last year's record because it was nothing special. They were 86-76 last year. To match that, you'd go 11-8. Well, at this point,
they'll do that.
You're expecting more than that. So if I had told you...
I knew it all along.
No, if I had told you that this team could win 88 games, I don't think you were feeling that a month ago.
3 days ago?
3 days ago.
But also, I think it's fair to point this out because this is not revisionist history. A lot of people have said this. We discussed it on the show. If the Cardinals fall one game short again...
Correct.
Just like last year when many... people said, why not bring up an Alex Reyes and put him in the bullpen? If the Cardinals fall one game short, although we should congratulate them for making the run at the end of the season, you can certainly look and say, well, hell, another Weaver start, Flaherty earlier, Bader earlier, could they have won a couple more games? That's certainly a fair thing to point out.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if that's where it's headed. Now, you just hope that last weekend against Milwaukee means something, because maybe Milwaukee's out of it, and you're out of it at that point, but probably not, because you're going to face the Cubs four in a row at home before that Milwaukee series happens. All of those at Busch the final week. Worst-case scenario, you're four back of the Cubs. Hey, still got a chance, because you have them head-to-head, it makes this all the more fascinating and all the more frustrating that Saturday's game at Wrigley is not on Fox 2.
I know.
But that's a whole other topic.
And also, looking at the Brewers, you have to jump them. You saw Chase Anderson had a really good start over the weekend. Zach Davies, I believe he leads baseball and wins with 17. I know wins don't matter, but a crippling blow to them with Jimmy Nelson, who's had a really good year, now out. So there's the last 20 or so games, Jimmy Nelson would have made four starts. That's a big blow to the Brewers.
I feel like when we say wins don't matter, we almost look at Schaefer just as our, the same sheriff over here. And it's not his fault. He's just been sort of labeled that way. I'm now saying it on TV. I said, Waka picks up his 12. Because you start looking at Waka and say, if he gives me 14 wins this year, I'm ecstatic. And then I start saying, well, wait a minute. What was I saying? Wins don't matter. Wins don't matter. Just ask Carlos. Wins don't matter.
Yeah, it's kind of our inside joke. I do think they don't have tremendous value. Over the course of 33 starts, over the course of your career of 400 starts, I think they can say a little bit. That's what I've always said.
Tip of the cap also over the weekend. So Friday night was taking part in this roast. A friend of the show, Ed Curtis. He's also a good friend of Tony La Russa's. There's a video from Tony. The guy, it's Ed Curtis. And so Tony tapes his roast. So he's like, yeah, I mean, you talk about Red. He's just a terrific guy. He's a special Oh, Ed? Oh, I thought you said Red. He does like this whole shtick. Pretty funny. And I had some material that I would have considered
blue,
kind of racy. And it's the MAC. And, you know, I was, you know, there were people a little older than me there. And it, so I had a joke in mind.
Like 80.
And I texted La Russa and he said, you're on your own. So I just, so I decided not to do the joke. And I had plenty of off-colored humor. It was, we're all having a good time. But I thought this one was really on the fence. And since Tony knows me and he knows the guy being roasted, he was the perfect one. And he said, you're on your own. So then I tell the folks later, and they're like, oh, my God, that would have been hilarious. You should have said, I can't tell it on the air. I think it's still too a little off color. But the girlfriend of Ed, he's the one being roasted. She goes last, okay, and they have an age difference. I don't know the age difference, but they're probably at least 30 years apart in age. She gets up there, grabs the mic, and says, I'm going to keep this real short and sweet, kind of like Ed's orgasms. And we're all like, I could have, and now I, but now I'm torqued off because I could have said anything.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I did, but I'm like, that's how, she was last, and that's how she started out. And I'm like, oh, it's one of these. I didn't know I could have gone all out.
And I'm curious. So, Ed, how old is he?
Ed's, it was his 75th birthday.
So, the girlfriend?
I don't know. And I don't, but I.
Younger?
Oh, no, that's what I said. Considerably younger.
Okay.
That, and that was her joke. And she's like, I love it when he's just laying on the couch and we're just relaxing, although I have to make sure you are still alive, aren't you? And she says she'll shake him. A lot of jokes about the little blue pill. So whereas La Russa's advice was proper, then after the fact I was kicking myself because, like, I didn't know we were going this blue. But it was fine. I'm sure Ed's listening and he'll say it was just fine. That was the whole point of the roast. Anyway, let's do this. Let's talk a little football. We come back, including Mizzou. We're talking college football a little bit later on this show, Dr. Rick. And got a lot to get to. Just looking at the sheets here. Got a lot to get to, Charles.
Unpack the weekend.
Yeah, a lot to unpack. 855-282-8255 is the text line here. The Midday Grind, one of our great sponsors, is Appliance Discounters. Easy to get to because they're in St. Charles. They're in Baldwin. They're in South County. Webster Groves, also in the city of St. Louis on Delore and Fairview Heights, Illinois. 10,000 square foot showroom. So whatever appliance you're looking for can do the entire kitchen. In fact, Denise Bradley started this with her brother and her husband. She could do an entire design if you want to redo the whole kitchen or if you're simply adding on microwave, washer, dryer, you name it. Biggest names in the appliance world at the lowest prices. TheAppliancedIscounters.com is where you can find them on the web or stop by any of those six locations. As the night slipped away, it was so-